This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, May 10. God's only Son. Our reading comes from John chapter 1. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Could you imagine having an argument at the supermarket about whether Jesus Christ is God? Today, Christians everywhere accept the fact that Jesus, God's Son, is fully God. But in the early church, Christians argued vehemently about whether Jesus could be God if he was God's only Son. When we call someone a son, we naturally conclude that the Father came first and the Son came second. So when we refer to Jesus in the Apostles' Creed as God's only Son, are we somehow putting him in second place? No. Since the 4th century, the Church has officially upheld that the Holy Spirit inspired John to write in our passage for today. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. We can't fully comprehend the mysterious relationship of God the Father and his only Son, but by faith we believe that Jesus is God's Son. By faith we believe, with John, that through God's only Son, all of creation was made. By faith, we also believe that only God's own Son, through his death, could bring us into a new life filled with everlasting peace and joy. As we live in the love of God and his Son each day, we can look for ways, wherever we are, to share that love with others.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.